The Fastest 5 Minutes in Finance with Scott Connor.
Stocks held on to decent gains on Wednesday, led by the energy and healthcare sectors, but investors remained cautious ahead of an economic summit among finance leaders of the European Union. The final tally for Wednesday's trade showed the Dow up 92 points, the S&P up 12 points, the NASDAQ up 21 points, oil traded up a dollar to close over $80 per barrel for the first time in several trading sessions. Analysts do not expect much in the form of resolution from the European Union's two-day meeting that starts on Thursday. As evidence of the potential for impasse, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has reiterated her opposition to the common euro bonds, an idea backed by France, Italy, and Spain. And in a reflection of the escalating risk emanating from Europe's sovereign debt woes, Italy's six-month borrowing cost rose to 2.957%, the highest level seen since December. In economic news at home, investors were encouraged by two Wednesday morning reports that beat expectations. The Commerce Department announced that durable goods orders jumped 1.1% in May, following a decrease in April, and the National Association of Realtors announced that pending home sales hit a two-year high in May, climbing 5.9%. In corporate news, small-cap drug maker Arena Pharmaceuticals spiked up over 25% on news that their anti-obesity drug Locasirin has been approved by the FDA. The drug is expected to be brought to market during the first quarter of 2013 and will sell under the name Belvic. It is the first weight loss drug to be approved by the FDA in nearly 13 years. Shares of Google edged higher after the tech giant unveiled its own version of a tablet device called the Nexus 7 that will run on the Android operating system. The device will be available in mid-July, starting at $199. The city of Stockton confirmed speculation that it would seek Chapter 9 bankruptcy, filing the paperwork on Tuesday afternoon. After having unsuccessfully implemented drastic budget cuts, including slashing the police force by 25%, city officials said that they were left with no other options. Stockton has now become the largest U.S. city ever to file for bankruptcy protection. And finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission has announced that they are accusing a Palm Beach Gardens financial services representative with fraud, alleging a $1 million Ponzi scheme. The allegation goes on to say that the accused representative, one Buddy Persaud, defrauded investors, telling them that his investment strategy was astrology-based and that the Earth's gravitational forces had a primary effect on stock prices. A spokesperson for the Miami branch of the SEC noted that the huckster should not be surprised by the charges and should have seen in the stars that they were coming. Several of Wall Street's largest investment banks, including many in the IPO group, delivered mixed ratings on Facebook stock almost a month after the social networking giant's market debut. Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Piper Jaffray, and J.P. Morgan initiated coverage of Facebook with an overweight rating. Goldman Sachs initiated coverage of the social networking giant with an outperform rating, while Bank of America Merrill Lynch set a neutral rating on the stock. Shares closed above $33 in Wednesday's session. Barclays, Stifel Nicolaus, and Citi placed a hold or equivalent rating on the stock.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Another special treat for you. I always have special treats. You think I'm the candy man. I always have these really interesting guests. At least I think so, and I think you will too, especially this one. Dr. Trevin Clough is in the studio with me today, and he is here to talk with you about why people lie. Welcome, Trevin.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good to be here. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. You've got a big smile on your face, and it's a good day. Well, okay, we've got to talk about a subject that, of course, has baffled mankind for centuries, or maybe not. Maybe we know why we lie, but it's the lying. And there is a big story in the Wall Street Journal out here recently that R. Allen Stanford had been convicted, 110-year prison sentence That should do it. For a $7 billion scam, Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
Now, that's a big lie, right? I mean, that's a big lie.
Yeah, I think the thing that, the mistake that we make is we think that there are good people and bad people, and bad people lie and good people don't. And the truth is, we're
don't
always...
Don't say it. Don't say it. We're all going to lie. I know it's coming.
We're all fighting it.
Okay.
The end of the movie sort of is, we will stretch things as much as we can and believe we're a good person.
So even somebody, and in his trial, Stanford, even at the very end, he said, you know, Gestapo tactics, I'm being railroaded. I had the money and the government stepped in and busted up my company, or I would have paid everybody.
Yes. Now that's the interesting thing. You can maybe not walk a mile in one day towards a lying direction, but you can certainly wake up and lean a little bit every day and end up there after a period of time, after you wake up every day and work on it.
So it's a bad version of Tony Robbins' incremental steps every day to get you where you want to be in terms of a good thing. The bad can occur as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Trevin Clough in the studio with me. Now, he practices, you do a lot of counseling with individuals.
Yes.
And your office and practice is primarily in New Smyrna Beach?
Yes.
Okay, but people can come see you. They don't have to live in New Smyrna. They can be from Ormond or St. Augustine or Cocoa or
correct.
Wherever they are, they can come see you. Now, to get a hold of Dr. Clough, the telephone number is 386-428-4564. Now, your practice areas, you do family, relationship, mm-hmm. Marriage.
Yes.
Also, depression, anxiety.
Do a lot of anxiety.
Okay. These are anxietous times.
Yes, right? They are.
And also children, especially ADHD.
Correct.
Okay. So you and in your practice, I imagine, and we'll make a big leap here, you deal with lying.
Yeah.
Especially with spouses and relationships.
Yes.
And also lying to ourselves, which is denial.
And we're designed to do it.
Is it self-preservation?
Yes. I think, I sort of lean in the direction of calling it fact cooking.
Okay.
Because we're all shaping things the way we need them to be to feel okay about where we're at. So we're leaning constantly in the direction of feeling good. Things
so
to feel
we'll
bad.
Alter reality Absolutely. To feel good.
Yes. Yes. We'll see things the way we need for them to be to sort of feel the way we want to feel about ourselves to an extent.
It's a fox and a grapes.
Fox and the grapes.
Remember the children's story tale or fable about the fox is trying to get the grapes out of the tree and he can't quite get them and he wants them bad and then he finally gives up and says, those grapes were sour anyway.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So he's altered reality. Say, well, it wasn't so bad. And so my unfulfilled, I'm okay with that because it wasn't any good anyway.
Yes. Yes. We're designed to lean towards the future a little bit, but we make a whole bunch of mistakes in thinking about what we want. The expectations we create.
Are high. Exceedingly high perfection.
Yes.
The Lexus relentless pursuit of perfection.
Exactly. And
can we make the bar any higher? Good grief.
it's really odd how we attach strongly to things. Now we're attaching emotionally. And so when reality comes along and it's different than the expectation, we have one of two choices. Either we can hurt or we can lean a little bit on the facts to get through the moment.
I got you. So we are always altering so when you take this altering of reality, you have somebody like a Stanford who's been convicted, and they don't convict somebody with a 110-year prison sentence accidentally. I mean, I think that prosecution was a probably sound, airtight prosecution.
Right.
And so, but in his mind, he's still, at least he's saying, maybe part of him says, yeah, maybe I did this, or maybe he's thinking, I'll pay it back, and in his own mind. But to get to that point, people have altered their realities different than the one that everybody else is living in, right?
That's a lot of justification
to
get there.
Well, I do need to justify a quick break.
Yep.
We're going to come right back. We're talking with Dr. Trevin Clough, who is a counselor, and he is in New Smyrna Beach, 386-428-4564. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week?
Turn that hobby into a new career. With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and you caught us with that hot mic again like the politicians, right? Now, we were talking a little bit on the break. I have Dr. Trevin Clough in the studio with me, and he's a doctor, and he does a lot of mental health and counseling with individuals and couples and children. And you were about to share with me on the break, so we'll do it on the for everybody else to hear. Don't just tell me your secrets. Let's tell everybody how we adapt. We're built to be adaptable.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's kind of interesting. The brain's sort of set up to take anything that we do and push it to the unconscious mind, make it routine.
What happens is when you push something to the subconscious, it just then becomes part of who we are and it's routine?
So we drove to work today and probably didn't think a whole lot about it. We had, who knows, maybe 30,000 muscle movements in that process. That's a very delicate process.
And we only
process.
Had to think about a handful of them.
Because we've made the trip. Anything new and novel, we try to save room in the conscious mind for new novel things.
Okay.
And so, in talking about somebody who's scamming, well...
Does that become routine?
That becomes...
That way of thinking?
Where he was yesterday and what he did became routine.
Okay.
And then each day you whittle away at it, you carve the facts out a little bit, and then that's the new habit.
Mm.
That's the new reality.
So let's get some practical application here.
Mm-hmm.
How does this knowledge about how and why we lie or alter the reality or cook the facts, as we say, how do we translate that into something that people can take and apply in a way that helps them protect themselves from other people?
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this world that we're dealing with in terms of scams. And, as you know, I wrote one of the books I wrote, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. That's a lot of what I'm talking about, is helping people understand, advisors especially, but also that financial scams are committed by a variety of folks.
Yeah.
And it's especially in those places where we let our guard down, church and with family.
As we look at bubbles and we look at momentum, if we turn the conscious mind on and consider that a novel situation, then we can step back and kind of go, okay, there's momentum in a direction here. Let's plot this graph out several steps. My house can't increase at 15% a year in value. It can't. And so, but yet it feels so good to believe that.
Sure.
And so we do that. And I think one of the things about finances is it's really hard. Money is so important. We attach so much emotion to it that stepping back, and when momentum is in a good direction, it feels great. And that can overwhelm our consciousness.
You feel empowered.
And this can go on forever because it feels great and I want it to go on forever.
It's a drug.
Yeah.
For our minds.
Yeah. But when we step back and we make that habit conscious and we stare at it and we go, okay, this is today.
So for our listeners who are making financial decisions or who are entering into transactions or buying the new car, buying the new home, selling something, whatever those financial things may be, to really make sure that they stay focused on the moment and not get caught up, not get swept up in the moment, but stay focused on the moment and try to think through what they're doing. I guess, how can we say that?
Yeah, you getting through the emotional moment, because the emotions own you. Whether that's eating sugar, whether that's buying things,
right.
The emotions will make a spontaneous decision based on what feels good in that moment. And so stepping out of that, removing yourself, doing your best to turn on the conscious mind, and then understanding that the conscious mind is going to justify what we want. And so becoming as factual as we can, turning on the conscious mind when we're talking about important novel decisions.
So with turning on that conscious mind and being very self-aware and thinking through what we want to do, we still have that emotional element, though, because I heard what you said there, and that is that it can be where you've made the decision of what you want, and then you use your conscious mind then to say, okay, now let me develop the logic and basis for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a great sales pitch is, we have a special sale today.
Oh.
Today only.
Do it now, do it today.
If they can keep you in the moment, you're far more likely to rely on the emotion.
It's astounding, you know. 50%, I've joked with people, and, you know, 50% off, but you still are paying, you know, you're still paying, you're still buying the product.
Yes.
And you can save yourself 50% to the poorhouse.
Yes.
Right? Fascinating stuff. You can tell, ladies and gentlemen, I love this, and I love having Dr. Trevin Clough on the radio program with us. His telephone number is 386-428-4564. He's in New Smyrna Beach, and he does family, relationship counseling, depression, anxiety, children, ADHD. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're having an interesting conversation with Dr. Trevin Clough. He is a counselor and works in New Smyrna Beach, 386-428-4564. I'll have that memorized shortly. Okay. And we're talking on today's program, and you say, well, why is this a financial topic? Well, we're talking about, there's a recent Ponzi scheme, and the gentleman got prosecuted, R. Allen Stanford, $7 billion Ponzi scheme. And these things happen all the time. Mm-hmm. We don't always hear about them because a lot of them are at $7 billion. In fact, in my book, I talked about some of the smaller ones that were just as nasty. And these were only, I'm flipping to it, they were only between, what, a couple hundred million up to a billion. But, you know, these ones that are the $200-300 million scams, they still crush people. And even a scam that I had, a gentleman not too long ago that had been victim of a scam over on the west coast of Florida. And it wasn't a huge scam. It might have been $40 or $50 million. See how easy it is? We get used to talking about these big numbers.
Yeah.
Still horrible. And it crushed this guy that I was talking to. He thought he had over $1 million invested. Getting ready to retire. He has me come in. He comes in and wants me to look at what he's doing just to make sure he's on the right track. And we find out he's got a scam. And you talked about people getting that momentum, feeling good.
Yes.
He had been told, and that's part of why the scams work the way they do, been told he's getting these high returns every year.
Yes.
It's all fictitious.
Yes.
But it kept him putting more money in.
Well, I think, keep talking about turning on the conscious mind. Well, how do we do that? What are the specifics? Well, there's sort of what's called the TLAR, T-L-A-R. That looks about right. And what the conscious mind, when we talk about that, what's that skill look like? Well, if we step back from something and we look at, okay, there's a whole bunch of really smart people trying to make money.
Okay.
Every way they can. There's a bunch of computer algorithms out there.
Right.
That can outsmart the people to make money. Okay, so how is this individual doing it? Well, something's got to be coming in. Something's got to be going out. Somebody has to be making something in a unique way. And there are rises. There are good years. There are good months.
But if it's really an outlier, it's a big warning sign.
But the money shows up. You can look at it and you can say, this is why they're making money. This is why they're on the rise. And that looks about right.
I gotcha.
Here's a product. Here's a service that has this value. And that amount of money is coming in.
So that looks about right. It makes sense to us. It's a little bit intuitive. Okay.
This is why dollars are coming in.
Okay.
And the thing about scams, well, what's the reality of that? Well, somebody's making money by convincing people that they're making a bunch of money.
Exactly.
There's no real dollars coming in. There's nothing being generated except for convincing people.
So it's all on the perception.
Yes.
So for somebody who's trying to make a financial decision, let's say I've met with somebody and they've come in here and they said, yeah, I want you to help me with my finances, David. And I've met with them. And you know from our conversations, Dr. Clough, that I am a very logical guy when it comes to the financial planning. Although I am focused on, I apply logic in developing a plan to help people get what they want, which is emotion.
Yes.
And I first focus on their needs and say, okay, here's how we meet your needs. Now let's talk about what you want to do. But in doing that, I must confess, sometimes people, I want to help them get over some of that concern that they're doing the right thing. So how do we get people to, how do people engage that conscious mind? Is it, I want to help them do that.
Hmm. you know, numbers are always a spectacular thing for the conscious mind. When we can count things, we can do that. And, you know, if you can look at past performance, I think when we step back and we go, okay, 30 years, the stock market's done this. So if you're going to have your money in for 30 years, there's going to be ups and downs, but this is going to outperform. That's a logical thing the conscious mind can understand. Now, whether people are emotionally able to let go of a secure thing, okay, I've got this, mm-hmm. and then I've not got it,
right,
with the hope of getting something.
Well, even moving something from a, you know, money's in cash and we're going to put it into something else that's also, that's more that's secure, we're not going to go roll the dice. I think sometimes people still has that trepidation.
Yeah, absolutely. I have dollars here. If I give it to you, then I don't have those dollars. And who knows, you know? And I think maybe the financial industry did a real disservice in terms of what they call, you know, morality, and sort of twisting that around. You don't know who to trust.
Well, that's very true. People are at a loss and not understanding, you know, and a lot of people don't even understand the difference between different financial people and what they do.
I think that's why a lot of people maybe, you know, trust you. You can sit down and you can see you're an honest, sincere guy, and you really...
That or I'm an extraordinary actor, yeah. Which I'm not much of an actor. Well, people usually know where I stand pretty quick.
And what you're selling is related to them. You're not trying to take them someplace you want them to go. You're going where they're at and yeah. helping them work through it.
Well, my goal is not to tell somebody they can't afford something or they can't do something. My goal is to say, here's where you are, first of all, which a lot of times people don't know where they are. And here's what you got. And let's talk about where you want to be. And let me show you how to get there. Now, I might say to somebody, if you really want to retire at this level of income, you cannot retire in 2 years. It's going to be 4 years. Right. And then we have a discussion and say, well, okay, well, did I say I needed that much income? Let me back that down a little bit. And because I'd really see, and they've already got 2 years on the brain.
Yes.
Fascinating stuff.
I guess in a lot of ways, your job is to point out the conscious mind, short and long-term goals, reality.
You got me, Dr. Klo. Busted. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right. If you're just joining us, this is just fascinating stuff. At least it is for me. I'm glad you're along for the ride. Dr. Trevin Klo is in the studio with me. He's in New Smyrna Beach. He's a counselor, family, relationships, depression, anxiety, children. I know you do more stuff than that, but I'm giving people kind of a quick thing about what you do. 386-428-4564. We were talking a little bit on the break about, you know, this lying that's out there, and again, being typified or magnified with Ponzi schemes that we see in the newspaper and convicted, thankfully. The financial industry, you know, some of the things I have seen over the years, and I'm sure our listeners, some of them have heard it or experienced it, is the hard sale or the emotionally laden sale or the button pushing sale. You know, I get something every day on my email of how to get more prospects or how to convert more people and all this stuff, which is, of course, I think completely unnecessary. You know, my job is to help people do what's right for them, not to push the buttons like a cash register. But the financial industry, or at least part of it, out of frustration for trying to get people to think logically, I think have succumbed or lowered themselves to saying, okay, well, how can we push the right button to get people to do what we want them to do?
Right.
With the maybe a moral leaning, you said, saying, well, we're doing it because we're trying to help them make the right decision. How's that for justification?
Yeah. I mean, people are there for a reason.
Yeah.
I think it's important to understand everybody's motivation. You know, so we're talking about purchases. People tend to make mistakes by moving a lot and driving new cars and things like that, big purchases. And so understanding that those can't be made emotionally, what's the first rule? Get out of the situation. Collect some numbers. Get out of the situation. Go and stare at some numbers. Maybe ask somebody like you, does this fit?
Oh, yeah.
How many future hours of myself am I an indentured slave because I want to feel good tomorrow?
Well, I don't, you know, and I have friends that are in the car industry and that are in auto sales, and I respect that, you know, they have to make a living and they have an important job to do. That is a big, one of the two largest purchases for a lot of people.
Yep.
But there's a reason that new car smells so good. It's not an accident. Okay. If they wanted to make that car not have a smell, they could do that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So here's a reason it smells so good. And it's, boy, you go in through the nose, and how close is that to the brain?
That's right there. That's it.
That's a direct path. So it's that emotional connection. Yeah. No, hey, sit down. Mm-hmm. Sit down in the car. Take it for a drive.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else we can do? You know, so yeah. And again, this is not lying. This is just simply recognizing that we are, to some degree or a large degree, ruled by our emotions.
And we wake up every day wanting better. We can't not want better. That's what we're designed to do.
Well, thank God. Thank God we are wired that way, because what if we weren't and we just got them said, and some people do feel this way, which is sad.
Yeah.
They get up and they say, another day, and there is no motivation.
That's actually what depression is.
Oh,
there's
really?
No dopamine. There's no I want better. And so part of our human nature is to cook the facts a little to keep us motivated to head in a direction.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. We're with Dr. Trevin Kloh in the studio, and he's opening up our minds to the reality of this this whole thing about why we lie and what's going on and some of the things that cause it. And we're out of time. You and I get together and we just spend the whole 30 minutes
right
very quickly.
By.
If you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Kloh, 428, that's 386 area code, 428-4564. And we will have him back real soon for another show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.